Well, it's a privilege to be with you once again this morning.
好，大家好，今天很荣幸和大家又聚在一起。
Last month, I began working through the book of Ephesians.
上一次我们开始讲了以弗所书。
And we concentrated especially on verse 3.
上次我们就是集中讲了第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And we saw how Paul goes on to list many of those blessings.
然后我们就看到说保罗又列举了其中的许多福气。
The blessing of election.
就像拣选。
Adoption.
收养做儿女。
Redemption.
救赎。
The inheritance we receive in Christ.
我们在天上在基督里的基业。
The sealing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的印记。
And I said that that's a fitting place for Paul to start.
上一次我也提到说保罗这样开始以弗所书是非常合适的。
Because if we get that right.
如果我们在这些是理解的是对的。
And we understand the greatness of what God has done for us in Christ.
如果那么我们就能够明白基督就是神在基督里为我们做的是何等大的事。
Then everything else in the Christian life will tend to fall into place.
那么我们基督徒生活其他的方面就会水到渠成。
But if we get that wrong,
但是如果在这些方面我们的理解有误
and we take our eyes off of Christ,
如果我们转眼不看耶稣
we'll never praise God or live for Him as we ought.
那我们就不会像我们所应当的那样来感谢神或者为神而生活。
Now today we come to the subject of prayer.
那么今天我们来讲一下第二部分就是关于祷告。
And an important question is,
最重要的问题是
What should someone who already has every spiritual blessing pray for?
如果一个人已经拥有天上各样属灵的福气，那他还应该为什么而祷告？
If God's already given us every spiritual blessing in Christ, what more could we need?
如果神在基督里已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，那我们到底还需要什么？
And by the way, what sorts of things do you pray for?
那我顺便问一下，就是你祷告的时候，通常是为什么事情而祈求呢？
Be thinking about how well your prayers correspond to the things we see prayed for in the Bible.
那我们看一下，就是你的祷告和圣经里所写的祷告有多少是相符的呢？
Well, in a word, what Paul prays for here is knowledge.
那我们看到说，用一个字来描述，保罗在这里祷告的就是说知识，也可以说是认识。
Knowledge of God.
认识神
and knowledge of what he has in store for us in Christ.
认识他在基督里所为我们所预备的一切。
There are four particular requests in this prayer.
在这个祷告中有四项小项。
In verse 17, he prays that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
在第十七节，保罗祷告说，愿神赐那将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们更认识他。
And then in verses 18 and 19, he prays that our eyes would be opened to know three things.
18-19 节他祷告说愿我们心里的眼睛可以打开使我们可以认识三件事情。
The hope of his calling.
他恩召的指望。
The riches of his inheritance.
他在圣徒中的基业。
And the greatness of his power.
他能力的浩大。
So it's all about knowing God.
所以这些都是关乎认识神。
Knowing what he has in store for us.
认识他为我们所预备的
and knowing God's power to do it.
认识做神做这些事情的能力。
You know, I asked, what should someone who already has every spiritual blessing pray for?
我刚才问过说，如果一个人已经拥有各样属灵的福气，那他到底还应为什么而祈求？
Well, this is it.
这就是保罗所祷告。
You know, sometimes in a spiritual sense, it's like we're a poor person.
有些时候在属灵层面上我们好像就像一个穷人
who's living his life oblivious to this store of treasure he has in his basement.
他的生活无视于他在地下室其实已经充满了财宝。
Imagine someone who's hardly eating.
想象说一个人他基本不怎么吃东西。
He doesn't have the heat on.
他也不怎么开暖气。
He's cold and hungry because he thinks he can't afford it.
他又冷又饿，因为他觉得他好像付不起这些。
But there's piles of gold and jewels in his basement beneath him.
但他在在他下面地下室是充满了成堆的黄金和宝石。
He doesn't need more money.
他其实并不需要更多的钱。
He needs eyes to see what he has.
他只需要一个眼睛可以看到他所拥有的。
Well, that can be us spiritually.
所以在属灵上，其实我们就像这一个穷人。
Paul begins this letter by reminding the Ephesians that they've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
那在以弗所书的一开始，保罗已经提醒他们说，你们已经拥有天上各样属灵的福气，就是在基督里的福气。
Now in this prayer, he's praying that God would open their eyes to see it.
那现在保罗祷告就说求神赐给使他们心里的眼睛可以打开，使他们可以看见这些。
That they might more fully know these blessings.
使他们更认识这些福气。
And know the God from whom these blessings come.
更认识这样赐这些福气的神。
So the main thing I want you to take away this morning is this.
所以今天早上我盼望大家能够明白的一点主要是。
Pray that God would help you to know Him more.
就是祷告神，求神帮助你更认识他。
And the greatness and the certainty of what He has in store for you.
更认识神所为我们所预备的伟大和确信。
Now that contains three things we should be praying for.
那这里包括三件事我们应该为此而祷告。
They all have to do with knowledge.
这三件事都是跟认识相关。
So as we walk through the passage, let's take them in turn.
所以在我们读这段圣经的时候，我们会一一来看一下。
So first in verses 15 through 17, pray to know God more.
在第15到第17节就是祷告更认识神。
And in verses 15 and 16, before Paul gets to the request itself,
那在15到17节的时候在保罗祷告之前
he tells the Ephesians that he doesn't cease to give God thanks for them.
他告诉以弗所人说他一直没有停止为他们感谢神。
Because he's heard of their faith in Jesus and their love for all the saints.
因为他们听到了他们在主耶稣基督里的信心和他们对众圣徒的爱。
Now Paul was instrumental in establishing this church.
我们知道说保罗自己建立了这个教会。
But now he's heard about their continuing progress.
那他现在听到了信徒还在继续的成长。
He's heard about them fulfilling the two basic things Christians do.
他们听到了他们在基督徒应该做的两件事情上都有很有长进。
We trust in Christ and we love the brotherhood.
他们信靠主耶稣，他们也亲爱众圣徒。
And Paul's so overjoyed by this that he constantly thanks God for them.
所以等保罗听到这样的事情的时候，他特别欢欣鼓舞，他也为他们不住的感谢神。
Just think of the passion Paul has to see the gospel go forth.
所以这里我们就可以看到说保罗看到福音广传的时候他有何等大的热忱。
I mean, are we this thankful when we hear about other churches and other things God is doing in the world?
如果我们听到说神在其他的教会或者在教会世界的其他地方神做工的时候，我们是不是也如此感恩呢？
Or are we just thankful for what God is doing in our own life and in our own church?
所以还是说我们只为神在我们身上所做或者在我们自己教会所做的而感恩。
Well, then in verse 17, Paul comes to his first request.
那在第17节然后保罗就开始了他的第一个请求。
He prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
他祈求说愿我们主耶稣基督的神主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So it's a prayer to know God more.
所以这是一个更多认识神的祷告。
And note that all three persons of the Trinity are mentioned.
我们也可以看到三位一体的神的三位在这里都有提到。
The God we want to get to know is the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那我们所想要认识的神应该是三位一体的神，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵的神。
And Paul directs his prayer to the Father.
我们看到说保罗祷告直接是向父神祷告。
And that's the regular pattern in the New Testament.
那在新约中这是一个非常常规的形式。
It's a rare exception that we pray to Jesus.
那在新约里面向主耶稣祷告是一个极少的例外。
We pray to the Father through the Son.
我们是通过圣子向圣父祷告。
Or in Jesus' name.
或者是我们所说的奉耶稣基督的名。
And Paul calls him the Father of glory.
那这里保罗称父神是荣耀的父。
And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也称父神是主耶稣基督的父，主耶稣基督的神。
And that's an interesting word choice.
在这里我们看到说这里用词很有趣。
You know, I might have thought to say, well, he's God with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我可能会说，哦，神是和主耶稣基督在一起的神。
Because, of course, the Father and the Son are both God.
因为圣父和圣子都是神。
So why would Paul say it this way?
那保罗为什么在这里这样说呢？
Well, it's certainly true that the Father is the God of Jesus in the sense that he's the God Jesus worshipped.
那其实我们也可以确信说圣父是主耶稣的神，因为圣父就是主耶稣所崇拜的神。
But here I think Paul's emphasizing that he's the God Jesus revealed.
但是这里我想说，保罗想强调的是说，神是主耶稣所显示给我们的神。
Because it's through our Lord Jesus Christ that we've come to know this God.
因为只有通过主耶稣基督，我们才能认识神。
The one who is the Father of glory.
就是荣耀的父。
Remember Philip's request in John chapter 14, verse 8?
在约翰福音14章8节，我们想一下当时腓力的对主耶稣的请求。
Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us.
主啊，请将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip?
但是主耶稣却对他说，说腓力，我和你们同在已经这么久了，你还不认识我吗？
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
凡看见我的就是看见了父。
How can you say show us the Father?
你为什么还要说将父显给我们看呢？
You see, Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God.
我们可以看到耶稣就是那不能看见之神的看能看见的像。
Apart from him, we have such limited knowledge of God.
如果没有主耶稣基督，我们对神的认识将很少。
We certainly don't know him as Father.
我们当然不可能知道说他是我们的圣父。
But now in Christ,
但是现在在基督里
especially through the cross,
特别是通过十字架
we see God in all the fullness of who he really is.
我们可以看到神是何等荣耀丰富的神。
His love,
我们看到神的爱
his justice,
他的公义
his power,
他的能力
his faithfulness,
他的信实
His wisdom and grace.
他的智慧和他的恩典
And we come to know him that he is the Father.
我们就知道说他是圣父
Even our Father.
他也是我们的天父
The Father of glory.
他是那荣耀的天父
So we pray to the Father.
所以我们向天父祷告
Whom we know through the Son.
我们是通过主耶稣通过圣子来认识他。
And then Paul asked that he would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
那现在保罗祈求说，愿神赐给我们赐人智慧启示的灵，让我们更认识神。
Now some take this to refer to our human spirit.
有的人说这里的灵是指着人自己的灵。
But given that Paul's just mentioned the Father and the Son.
但是保罗在刚才已经提到了圣父和圣子。
I think he means the Holy Spirit.
所以我觉得他这里指的是指圣灵。
And echoing 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11,
正像哥林多前书二章十一节他所说的
，where he says, "No one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God."
除了神的灵，没有人能够知道神的事。
Now we praise that the God who has placed His Spirit of wisdom and revelation within us.
现在他这个祷告就是将那赐人智慧的灵放在我们里面的神。
Would grant us of His Spirit a greater knowledge of Himself.
可以通过这位圣灵使我们更认识这位神。
In other words, He's praying that as we hear the Word of God and contemplate the Gospel,
就是说，当我们听到神的话，当我们来思考这个福音的时候，
that the Holy Spirit would give us faith,
圣灵给了我们信心，
and understanding,
也给了我们理解力，
and knowledge of God through it.
并且通过这些让我们能更认识神。
And this reminds us that the purpose of all God's blessings is to show us God himself.
在这里也提醒了我们，神所赐给我们所有的福气实际是让我们是向我们显明神自己。
It's not ultimately about the gifts, but the giver.
所以这不是关乎神所赐的恩，乃是因为关乎神这位赐恩者。
And the greatest gift God could ever give us is himself.
我们知道神赐给我们最大的恩典是神他自己。
As Jesus said, this is eternal life.
就像主耶稣说，这就是永生。
That they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
就像约翰福音十七章三节所说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Or as David prayed, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
就像大卫祷告的说，有一件事我求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在他的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，并且在他的殿中求问。这是诗篇27章第四节。
So how much do we pray for God to give us things versus praying for God to show us more of himself?
所以我们到底说是有多少时间是求神给我们更多的事情，还是求神让我们更认识神他自己？
Paul could say, I count everything lost compared to the all-surpassing worth of knowing Christ.
保罗他自己可以说，我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，为他我万事我都看作有损的。
He not only accepted, but even gloried in suffering if they brought him nearer to Christ.
他甚至可以接受，并且他在患难中仍是欢欢喜喜的，因为这些患难让他更认识主耶稣。
So what about us?
那我们又怎样呢？
Do we want to know God like that?
我们是愿意像保罗那样更认识神吗？
You know, can you pray, God, I want to know you?
你是否也可以这样祷告，说神啊，我愿意更认识你。
More than I care about my comfort.
远超过我的舒适。
More than I care about my career.
远超过我的职业。
Or my health.
我的健康。
Or anything else.
或者其他任何的一切。
Is knowing God the greatest desire in your life?
是不是认识神是我们唯一的盼望？
And if it is, one thing that you need to take very seriously is the study of theology.
如果认识神是你的盼望，那么有一件事我们需要认真的去考虑，就是学习神学。
You know, to pray that God would help us know him more while not reading the Bible?
如果你想知道神却不读圣经吗？
Not reading good theological books?
也不看一些很好的神学的书籍吗？
It's like asking someone for food while not bothering to eat the Thanksgiving feast right in front of you.
这就像你向一个人要食物却不屑于吃他摆在你面前的感恩节大餐一样。
You know, when we pray this, we're not praying that God just sort of magically puts things into our mind.
我们不是祷告说求神只是非常神奇的把一些知识放在我们的头脑里面。
We're praying that as we come to God's word,
我们祷告说求神让我们来到他话语的面前。
And we diligently study and meditate on it.
我们非常勤奋地去学习并且去默想。
And we're trying to get to know this God who transcends our ability to comprehend.
我们去努力地认识这位超乎万有的神，也是超越一切的神。
That God would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enable us to know him more.
我们会祷告说求神赐给我们的赐人智慧启示的灵，使我们更认识他。
So that's the first thing we should pray for.
所以这是我们第一个要祷告的事情。
Let's turn now to the second.
我们现在看一下第二点。
And it said, we should pray to know the greatness of what God has in store for you.
我们应该祷告说求神让我们知道他所为我们预备的是何等的伟大。
Because we know God in part by knowing the riches of his blessings.
我们认识神是因为我们认识说神赐给我们，有一些是因为我们认识神所赐给我们的福气，特别。
And particularly the riches of what's yet to come.
还有一些将要到来的福气。
And once again, Paul lists three specific requests in verses 18 and 19.
在第十八、十九节，在这里保罗又列举了三件特别的需要。
That we would know the hope of his calling.
我们知道他恩召的指望。
His inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中的基业。
And his great power toward those who believe.
他向信的人所显的能浩大的能力。
And we'll consider the third of those separately.
一会儿我们会着重看一下第三点。
Because he unpacks that in more detail.
因为保罗在后面也给了更多的细节。
But let's look at the two in verse 18.
但我们先看一下在十八节的两点。
First, that we would know the hope to which God has called us.
首先我们要知道神的恩召有何等的指望。
This refers to all the promised aspects of our salvation which have not yet been fulfilled.
这个是指我们的救恩中所 带来的应许中尚未实现的部分。
Things like seeing God face to face.
就想说和神面对面。
Having our bodies resurrected and glorified.
我们得到一个荣耀的复活的身体。
Getting to be there when Christ makes this whole world new.
就是等耶稣使整个世界更新的时候。
And getting to enjoy that new creation forever.
就是和主耶稣在新天新地里一起享受到永远。
That's the future destiny God's called us to.
这是神对我们的呼召，我们的最终的归宿。
That's the great hope that should grip our hearts and minds.
这个是应该是占据我们心思意念的盼望。
It's the kind of thing we should daydream about.
这也应该是成为我们日思夜想的事情。
We should be looking forward to.
我们到底是还想需要什么呢？
And Paul's praying that the Spirit of God would enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
那这里保罗祷告说愿神的灵使我们心里的眼睛可以打开。
That like that poor person with the mounds of treasure in his basement,
就像那个穷人，他的地下室有成堆的金银财宝。
The light would be turned on.
那个灯要被打开。
And we'd see the riches that we have in Christ.
那我们的心里的眼睛打开，我们也能看到我们在基督里的丰富。
And all that is laid up for us.
我们在所有的丰富摆在我们面前，所有的丰富。
And we'd live accordingly.
我们可以如此过生活。
So that instead of being tempted by sin,
所以与其被罪所试探，
being allured by what this world has to offer,
被这个世界所拥有的来试探，
and instead of being overwhelmed,
与其被罪所有的试探所压垮，
or crushed by trials,
或者是被我们的试探所来胜过，
we might stand firm,
我们仍然可以站立得稳。
Because we know the great hope we have in Christ.
因为我们知道我们在基督里我们荣耀的盼望。
And then second, Paul prays here that we would know the riches of God's glorious inheritance in the saints.
第二点保罗祷告说愿我们知道说神在圣徒中所得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now this could be speaking of us as God's own inheritance.
有的人说这里可能这个基业是指说我们是神的基业。
But I think it's more likely that it's referring to the inheritance that we receive from God.
但是我觉得这里边更可能所说的是说我们从神得到的基业。
Paul spoke of this inheritance in verses 11 and 14.
我们知道在11节14节保罗都谈到了我们的基业。
So it makes sense to me that now he's praying that we'd see just how rich and full it is.
那在我看来在这里保罗祷告就是让我们看到这个基业何等的丰盛和何等的完美。
Also in verses 18 and 19, there's a threefold pattern.
我们也在18、19节看到说有一个三层的模式。
His calling, his inheritance, and his power.
他的呼召，他的基业和他的能力。
And so for consistency, I think all of them are referring not to what God receives, but what he gives.
所以基于一致性，我想说这里边都是指说神，我们从神得到什么，而不是神自己得到什么。
So the sense of the passage would be this.
所以我们读这篇经文的时候可以这样读。
That we may know the riches of the glorious inheritance that comes from God.
使我们可以知道说从神而来的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And is in.
安在圣徒中。
Or among.
或者是圣徒中间。
Or received by
或者是圣徒所得到的
the saints. And Paul's referring to the inheritance of resurrected bodies.
这里面保罗所指的基业也提到也是指我们将来有复活的身体
and a new creation where we will reign with Christ forever.
还有就是我们和基督一起永远作王的新天新地
So once again, do we pray this way?
所以我还想问一遍说我们是这样祷告的吗？
Do you pray for God to help you imagine the riches of His glorious inheritance prepared for you?
你是否也祷告说求神帮助你能够想象他所给你预备的基业何等的荣耀？
Do you pray that God would enlighten the eyes of your heart to know the hope of the calling He's called you to?
你是否也祷告说求神打开你心里的眼睛使你知道他的恩召有何等的指望？
Or do you just jump right to praying for God to adjust your present circumstances?
还是说你直接就祷告说求神改变你现在的境况？
As if, you know, if you could just finally get married, you'd be happy.
就比如说，哦，神，我如果结婚了，我就会很开心。
If you just finally got that right job.
或者是说，我如果得到一个好的工作。
You'd have so much of a better schedule and you could finally be a better Christian.
那我的作息就会得调整，我就可以做一个更忠心的基督徒。
Or if God would just bring peace to that strained relationship.
或者说我生活中有一些关系很紧张，如果神使他能够平顺。
Then you'd be content.
那我就会很满足。
Well, those are all great things to pray for.
我们知道这些也都是非常重要的事情要祷告的。
But when you already have every spiritual blessing in Christ,
但是如果我们在基督里已经拥有各样属灵的福气，
What you need isn't something more.
那我们需要的不是更多的东西。
It's eyes to see what you already have.
而是一个打开的眼睛看到我们所已经拥有的。
And eyes to see the greatness of what God has already promised you.
我们一个打开的眼睛看到神所应许的。
Those other things are not the key to happiness or fruitfulness in the Christian life.
刚才提到的那些事情都不是让我们有一个可以一个充满得胜生基督徒生活所必须的东西。
They're extra things which, like everything, we should take to God in prayer.
就像所有的事情我们都要带到神的面前去祷告。
But what we most need
但是我们最需要的
is to pray prayers like this.
是像保罗这样的祷告。
To pray that we would know God more.
去祷告说求神帮助我们能更多认识他自己。
And to know the greatness of what he has in store for us.
去认识神所给我们预备的是何等的伟大。
Because if we have that,
如果我们拥有了这些
we will be joyful.
我们就会真的喜乐。
And we will be fruitful Christians.
我们就会是一个多结果子的基督徒。
But there's one third and final thing we need to pray for.
但是还有一个第三件事和最后的一件我们需要祷告的。
Pray to know God's power to do it.
就是求神让我们知道神的力量让我们可以这样做。
Because sometimes our problem is that in spite of all we know about what God's promised.
就是有时候我们的问题是说尽管我们知道神已经应许了我们这些。
There's this little bit of doubt that can creep into our minds as to whether it's really going to happen.
但是我们心里还是会有一丝怀疑就是说神是否真的能够成就他所应许的。
Maybe like Abraham and Sarah when they were waiting for the promised child.
我们知道说就像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们等他们所应许的孩子一样。
And they thought maybe we need to do something to make this really happen.
他们就想说是不是需要我们做些事情使这些事情可以成就。
We need to help God out.
他觉得说我们应该帮神一把。
So we'll turn to Hagar.
所以他们就转向了夏甲。
Maybe that's the key to making God's promises come to pass.
他们觉得他们需要夏甲来实现神的所应许的。
We need to take it into our own hands.
他们把这个事情都抓在自己的手里。
Well, I think we can start feeling that way.
我觉得我们有时候也是这样的，有这样感觉的。
And of course, once you think it depends on you, how quickly your confidence it's really going to happen starts to decline.
当我们觉得说，哎，我们需要我们来做的时候，那我们做成这件事情的信心就会越来越差。
Just think about our internal battle with sin.
首先是说我们里面和罪的征战。
You know, our progress can feel so slow.
我们觉得我们自己的进步如此的缓慢。
That sin you think you've overcome.
你觉得你可以胜过那罪。
Suddenly overtakes you again.
突然又让你深陷其中。
You feel like such a failure.
你觉得自己好失败啊。
So helpless.
觉得自己好无助。
I mean, it just seems impossible that you would ever be truly and completely cleansed of sin.
你觉得你好像是完全从罪里脱出来是不可能的。
And then think about the external battle with the world.
还有一点就是我们在外面与世界的征战。
I mean, a lot of times it feels like this world is going from bad to worse.
我们觉得说这个世界越来越糟。
We face persecution.
我们面对一些逼迫。
We face unexplainable, painful tragedy in our life.
我们面对那些就是不能解释的一些悲剧。
And we're thinking, where is the goodness of God?
我们就想说神啊，你的良善在哪里？
You know, can I really be so sure that he's going to fix everything in the end?
我们真的能确信说最后神把一切事情都解决吗？
When it doesn't feel like he's fixing anything now.
至少我现在看不到神在做任何事情。
Well, in verses 19 through 23,
在经文的19到23节
Paul prays that we would know the power of God.
保罗祷告说我们让我们能够真的知道神的能力。
That was exercised in the resurrection and exaltation of Christ.
就是神在基督的复活和升天上所运行的能力。
And that we would know that by that same power,
就是也让我们知道说同样的能力。
God is at work in us.
神也正在我们身上运行。
And this should make us convinced.
这个可以就让我们可以确信。
That nothing can derail the great hope or inheritance we have in Christ.
没有什么可以阻止我们在基督里面的盼望和在基督里的所得的基业。
Look at verses 19 and following.
我们可以再看一下19节。
Paul prays that we may know what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
保罗祷告是让我们可以知道说神在我们所信的人身上显现的能力何等的浩大，就是他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，使他在高天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过。
Now just think of it. One moment the demonic powers were so. Sorry about that. Anybody have some water? Recovering from a cold, so it triggered a coughing fit. One moment the demonic powers were celebrating.
我们知道说曾经有一个时刻，那个魔鬼的势力他们确实在庆祝。
Convinced they'd won as Jesus lay dead.
他们觉得自己真的是赢了，因为耶稣真的是死了，躺在那里。
Jesus' own disciples were afraid and hiding.
主耶稣自己的门徒也非常害怕，到处躲藏。
And then suddenly,
但是突然,
in a flash,
就在瞬间,
the almighty power of God was displayed.
神的大能就彰显了。
When Jesus rose from the dead,
我们知道耶稣从死里复活。
Not even just back to life,
不只是从回到，就是不只是复活了。
But was raised up to God's own right hand.
而是被升天到神自己的右手边。
Seated far above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。
To reign over all things forever.
并且作王到永远。
And in other words, what Paul is showing us is that our hope and inheritance is secure.
换句话说，保罗就让我们看到说我们的盼望和我们的基业在基督里是安全的，是稳妥的。
Because Jesus is already reigning.
因为主耶稣已经得胜。
The war has already been won.
这个战争也已经得胜。
Every enemy has already been defeated.
所有的仇敌都已经被打败。
And all authority in heaven and on earth has already been given to him.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给耶稣。
And then look at verses 22 and 23.
我们看一下22节和23节。
God put all things under Christ's feet.
我们看到神把万有都放在耶稣的脚下。
And gave him as head over all things to the church.
使他为教会做万有之首。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So the picture is one of Christ as the head.
所以这给我们画面就是耶稣就是头。
We are his body.
我们就是他的身体。
And everything else is under his feet.
其他的一切都在耶稣的脚下。
And Jesus loves his church.
耶稣爱他的教会。
He died for his church.
他为教会舍命。
And now he's exercising all his sovereign omnipotence.
那我们看到耶稣正在使用他全能的。
For the glory of his,
掌权的全能。
For the glory of his name.
为了他自己的荣耀。
And the benefit of his church.
为了教会的好处。
Because she's his body.
因为教会是基督的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
And so we can have this great confidence that God is going to fulfill what he's promised.
所以那我们现在就完全有信心可以确信神必会成就他所应许的。
He's already demonstrated and exercised that power through resurrecting and exalting Jesus.
他已经在耶稣的复活和升天上彰显了他的能力。
So this world will be made new.
Sorry?
This world will be made new.
哦，这个世界将会被更新。
And we can have great confidence in that.
我们也完全可以确信。
But there's one more thing I want to draw out here.
但是还有一件事我想解释一下。
I think this passage points us not only to the cosmic greatness of God's power displayed in the exaltation of Christ.
我想这段经文不只是让我们看到神在基督的复活和升天上所显示的这种宇宙间浩大的能力。
But also to the very personal way that that power is at work in you and in me as believers.
保罗也想让我们看到说神这样的能力也在你我做信徒身上运行。
You know, think for a moment about Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead.
我想让大家想一下，就是拉撒路，耶稣使他从死里复活。
What do you think it must have been like for him to read the Bible after that?
我想大家想一下，他从死里复活之后，他读圣经会有什么样的改变呢？
You think he heard God's promises any differently?
你觉得他会对神的应许有不同的看法吗？
Perhaps they seem more real, more sure, more reliable.
你觉得他会觉得神的那些应许就是更真实、更确信、更可靠吗？
I mean, you can think back to the fact that he was dead and buried.
他可以想一下，他死了，但是神却使他活过来。
And God, in a moment, had made him alive. And God, in a moment, had made him alive.
他也能想到神使他复活的那一刻。
Well, verses 19 and 20 tell us.That God is at work in us.
那在十九和二十节告诉我们说，神在我们身上的做工。
In an even greater way than he was in Lazarus.
比他在拉撒路身上所做工更伟大。
He's at work in us according to the way he worked in the resurrection of Christ.
他在我们身上的所做的工，就如他在基督耶稣复活身上所做的工。
And how is that?
那为什么这样说呢？
Well, I think it's especially a reference to the doctrine of regeneration.
那我想说这里所指的是关于更新的一个教义。
In the very next chapter, Paul says, you were dead in the trespasses and sins you once walked in.
我们知道说在第二章开始他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来。
But God made us alive.
但是神使我们活过来。
Together with Christ,
和基督一起。
By grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
And raised us up with him.
和基督一同复活。
And seated us with him in the heavenly places.
一同坐在天上。
And he's not talking there about something future.
他这里所讲的不是说将来的事情。
He's talking about the fact that previously we were dead in our sin.
他这里所讲的是说在过去我们都是在死在过犯之中的。
Far from God.
我们都远离神。
Living in sin.
我们都在罪恶中生
活。Living for the world.
在世界中生活。
Living under the influence of Satan.
在撒旦的权势下生活。
Spiritually dead and unresponsive to God.
在我们属灵上讲，我们其实是死的，对神是没有任何反应的。
But then God made us alive.
然而神却让我们又活过来。
He spiritually resurrected us.
在属灵上，他使我们复活。
He regenerated us.
他使我们更新。
He took out our hearts of stone and gave us hearts of flesh.
他使我把我们的石心拿走，赐给我们一颗肉心。
And whether you can pinpoint the moment or not,
不管你是否能记得你那个时刻。
There was a time when you heard the gospel.
肯定是有一次你听到了福音。
And no matter how many times you'd heard the gospel before,
也不管你在那之前你多少听过福音多少次。
For the first time, you really heard the gospel.
但就在那一次，你是真的听进了福音。
You came to see I'm a sinner who deserves to go to hell.
你开始认识到说我真的是个罪人，我配得下地狱。
There's nothing I could possibly do to save myself.
没有什么我可以做来拯救我自己的。
But then you saw Jesus.
但是你却看到了耶稣。
On the cross, dying for your sins.
耶稣在十字架上为你的罪而死。
There was the love of God.
在那里你看到了神的爱。
There was forgiveness.
看到了神的饶恕。
There was the invitation and the welcome of heaven.
看到神邀请你，欢迎你进到他的天堂。
And in that moment, it was the Holy Spirit who opened your eyes.
在那一刻，就是圣灵打开你心里的眼睛。
Who softened your heart.
使你的心柔软。
And you believed.
你就相信了。
And everything changed.
在那一刻，所有的事情都得到了改变。
You went from dead in trespasses and sins.
你本来是死在过犯罪恶之中。
To alive in Christ.
但如今却在基督里活了过来。
You were spiritually resurrected.
你在属灵上已经复活了。
And by the way, if you're here this morning and you're not a believer,
如果你今天坐在这里还不是一个信主的人，
I pray that you would repent and trust in Christ even today.
我就祷告说，求你能够今天能够悔改，能够信任主，信靠主耶稣。
I pray that you would experience the same spiritual resurrection through Christ now.
我祷告说，你现在就可以经历这种属灵的复活，在耶稣里面。
And what you must do is repent and believe.
你必须做的就是悔改和相信。
But for those of us who do believe,
但对于我们在座已经相信的人，
Paul's praying that we would know the immeasurably great power of God that brought us to faith and spiritual life.
保罗祷告是说，让我们真的是可以知道说神带我们进入信心和进入属灵生活的能力有何等的浩大。
And that's because that same power of God that saved us,
也是这样同神拯救我们同样的能力。
Continues to be at work in us today.
仍然继续在我们身上运行。
That's why Paul can say in Philippians chapter 1, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
这就是保罗，为什么保罗可以在腓立比书一章六节说，这是我所确信的，那在你们心里动了善功的，必要成全这功。
And nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ.
没有什么能使我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在基督耶稣里面的。
No sin is too great.
没有什么罪是更大的。
No trial is too strong.
也没有什么试炼是比较强大的。
God is at work in us by His almighty power.
神借着他的大能大力正在我们心里运行。
We can see that in our own past.
我们在我们的过去，我们可以看到这一点。
And be convinced of it as we look ahead.
我们看我们的将来，我们也可以更可以确信这一点。
Christ is already reigning.
Jesus, 主耶稣已经作王。
The Holy Spirit has already come into our hearts as the guarantee.
圣灵已经入住到我们心中。
God has already blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
神在基督里已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
What we need to do is pray that God would give us the grace to know Him more.
我们所要祷告的是求神给我们恩典，让我们可以更多认识他。
To know the greatness of what He has in store for us.
可以认识到神所给我们预备的是何等的伟大。
And the greatness of His power to do it.
可以认识到神在做这些事情的能力是何等的浩大。
That's what someone who's already been blessed with every spiritual blessing prays for.
这就是那些已经得到在天上各样属灵福气的人所应该祷告的。
And I pray that we would be faithful to pray like this in the coming days.
那我的祷告也是说，我们也可以如此信实的祷告。
So amen, and let's pray together.
好，我们现在一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much for this time to gather under the preaching of your word.
主要我们非常感谢你，感谢你啊，我可以今天来传讲你的话。
Thank you so much for the gift of prayer.
感谢你给我们这样的恩典，我们可以祷告。
Please forgive us for how we fail to make use of it.
求主你饶恕我们以往都没有认真的祷告。
And please teach us to pray as we ought.
求主你教导我们祷告。
We do pray this morning.
我们今天要祷告。
That you would give us grace to know you more.
求主你赐给我们恩典，让我们更多来认识你。
That through your Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation,
通过你赐人智慧和启示的灵
we would know you,
我们可以认识你
and love you and trust you,
我们可以爱你，我们可以信靠你
and serve you faithfully,
我们可以信实的来服侍你
and we pray that you would give us grace to know the hope of our calling,
主啊，也求主你给我们恩典，让我们可以看到你恩召的指望
the riches of your inheritance,
你在信徒中得的基业何等的荣耀
and the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe
您的能力是何等的浩大。
And we pray for those among us who don't know you.
我在这里也为我们在座还不认识你的人祷告。
We pray that you would save them.
主啊，我愿你拯救他们。
So they too might join us in praising your name.
他们就可以和我们一起来感谢神。
And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.